No, he's absolutely right. As we get ready for the 4 o'clock hour, again, we're in one of those situations where yesterday it was hot, humid. We had our AC units on, cooling our homes, and some of you will be putting the furnace on tonight. Very stressful time of the year for your system, and that's why, given the extremes we can experience here in the River Region, you should have a partnership with the heating, air conditioning, and plumbing team that will be there when you need them, that will help you keep the cost of using those comforts to a minimum, using less energy. That's how to be green. Being efficient, I have no problem with people that want to save energy. But this whole idea, you know, that whole other, that's an ideology. I want nothing to do with that. But I'm all about saving money when you can without sacrificing comfort. Clarks will help you achieve that. It's a $180 investment. Now, you tell me, what would you pay to have an AC team on the way if you came home to your house in July and it was as hot inside as it was outside? Your dogs have drained their water bowls and everything else. $180 for a full year of that kind of coverage, that's what Clarks offers you. By that, I mean, if something goes wrong, you can call them and they will prioritize your home and get somebody on the way ASAP. Same thing for a plumbing crisis. I had a friend once that walked into her living room. I splashed through mine once, but she had water in the walls. I mean, you want to not only make sure you have a plumber on the way, you want to make sure that plumber knows what he's doing. And I can testify, having used them, God, dozens of times over the years, Clark's Plumbers are a phenomenal team. And what they and the 8-Track people all have in common, they are great human beings. They will create a comfort in your home, not just with the heating and AC and plumbing, but in the terms of the relationship you'll have with them. These are really terrific folks who are top customer service advocates. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and some really amazing people, call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Their Alabama certification number 99004.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all year. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
I've heard of that place in Thailand, Kevin, and that's funny.
Well, we had a pedestrian struck by a vehicle, 500 Federal Drive. That's going to be just off Atlanta Highway before Pelzer. Please use caution there. Everywhere else around Montgomery right now, light to moderate traffic. We're a little bit busy around the boulevards now. I-65 and 85 have been very busy all day today. And we've got a good bit of traffic going on in Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, but no accidents reported in those cities. Buckle up and drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Festival Plaza has it all. Enjoy a movie at AMC Festival Plaza Theater. Then eat at the Bubbly Hen. All this and more at Festival Plaza. Taylor at Vaughn, a Collier's Managed Development. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-20.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Outdoor maintenance is hard work. When you look out the window on a hot day and you see the grass saying, mow me, do you really want to do that? It's not good for your health. It's hard work, so why not turn that hard work over to a team that is ready to work hard? And that's the team at Turf Stalkers. Brian McMahon and his group, Turf Stalkers, by the way, named for the Night Stalker, a jet that he was part of a team on during his service in the Air Force. So if you want that military dedication and attention to detail and a great result at a fair price, call 558-1611. That's 558-1611 for Turf Stalkers. They do a great job.
There's no better way to see the solar eclipse than aboard a Boeing 737 MAX. Your view won't be confined by a small window. You'll see the totality through the massive hole that just ripped through the fuselage. The experience experience will be breathtaking, literally, since the whole oxygen mask dropping from the overhead console thing probably doesn't work either. And your view will never be blocked by the 737's wing, because that'll fall off too. So book your solar eclipse flight aboard a Boeing 737 MAX and see what all the buzz is about. Yeah, we should maybe see what that buzz sound is all about. Probably just some loose balls.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
I'm John Scott. More severe weather coming to the nation. The major spring storm is expected to drop more than a foot of snow in parts of New England. North Korea testing another missile powered with solid propellants as it continues to expand its nuclear and missile program, with tensions deepening with its neighbors and the U.S., South Korea, and Japan, detected this launch from the North's capital region. The average price paid for a ticket on the resale market this week was twice as high for the NCAA Women's Final Four compared with that of the men's semifinals. Demand for women's tickets driven by fanfare for Iowa star Caitlin Clark. The Dow was down 43 points, the NASDAQ gained 37, and the S&P 500 was up 5. This is SRN News.
And paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-391-8718 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free, and the help is real. Call 800-391-8718. That's 800-391-8718. Again, 800-391-8718.
Tom Bodette here from Motel Squat. You might have heard that squatting is the newest way to stay somewhere dirt cheap. It's true. When you arrive at a motel squat, just start randomly turning doorknobs, and if one happens to open and nobody's inside, well, that room is all yours. Just make sure you connect the chain lock, because the previous guest is sure to be back, and they're sure to be fighting mad. Go ahead and call the cops on them, and for some reason, they'll get arrested and not you. So come on down to Motel Squat, and we'll leave the light on for you. Well, actually, all the lights will be on, because if you leave and come back, some new squatter will be there going through all your belongings.
It's amazing in this era of Joe Biden how things that never happened before suddenly become a thing. You know, well, Biden kind of said it himself, if I'm not mistaken.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by you know the thing.
And squatting is the latest thing. And that little spoof there is 100% spot on, because people who own property or are holding the actual title and not the receipt for a mortgage payment are coming to the home they own, and suddenly they have fewer rights than the people who just decided to camp out there. There are videos going around TikTok where some of our, what's the word we're supposed to call them? It can't be illegal immigrants, and it can't
newcomers.
Be...
Newcomers.
Oh, the newcomers.
Yeah.
That broke the law to get into the country anyway. If they're teaching each other how to find an empty house and squat there. In New York, the woman who owned a home was arrested. This is trespassing.
Yeah.
In a normal America, the squatter would be committing the crime. And what does Ron DeSantis do? He gets a law passed through the Florida legislature putting an end to this crap. So squatting in Florida is not going to work.
I hope Governor Ivey follows suit.
She'll be about 2 to 3 weeks behind everybody else, but eventually she'll probably come around on it. I remember in real estate school learning a little bit about squatting, but You know, see, at that time, in the 90s, at that time, what self-respecting person with a shred of dignity would consider finding a house that's unoccupied but owned by somebody and just deciding to live there? How do you get into an unoccupied house? You must break in. Mm-hmm. Isn't that a crime still? If you're entering something that does not belong to you, last I checked, that's breaking and entering. Anyway. Oh, we have Brad McDonald joining us in a couple of minutes. So let me move things along here. We got Rich's forecast just ahead. And David Blackman is going to join us around 4:25.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about the administration decision to refill the, or not refill the strategic oil preserve. Plus, long-haul EV truckers, all of them electric by 2032. They're out of their frickin' minds. What is a frickin' mind anyway? We're going to explore that as well.
Messed up.
Yeah. And we'll also celebrate National Poetry Month with a little bit of a deep dive on Edgar Allan Poe, including a clip from All in the Family that will, I promise, make you laugh. Guys, two things that affect most men as we mature: erectile dysfunction and low testosterone. It's nothing to deny, put off, or be ashamed about because it's very common. The shame is doing nothing, not getting it fixed or waiting. I know you hate going to the doctor, but Montgomery Men's Health was created to take care of guys like us. The reality, pills sometimes quit working, and guys start making excuses for not coming to bed. In fact, studies have shown that men will be more irritable and argumentative before bed just to have an excuse to avoid failing at intimacy. No motivation, lack of energy, always tired. Perhaps you're seeing unwanted weight gain, loss of muscle mass, even a decrease in sex drive. Or maybe you feel like you're walking through life in a fog. Knowing whether you have low T is huge in combating some of these issues. Did you know that as you age, a testosterone and PSA check for prostate health should be a part of your annual men's health routine? The providers at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation. So it's the test and the result and a plan for just $99, because these issues can be fixed. Montgomery Men's Health has low T treatments that truly change lives, and men can experience, again, higher energy, better gains in the gym, better mental clarity, improved sleep, faster metabolism. They can help you with weight loss at Montgomery Men's Health. And you will also notice an increased libido. Can actually book the same day that you call. So, guys, time to start feeling amazing again and hit your goals this year. Call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go online to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com to book your appointment today.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a series of cool days and cold nights ahead of us. Tonight, clear skies, chilly. Overnight, low temperature down to about 43. I think we'll only be in the upper 60s for a high again tomorrow and Friday with lots of sunshine. In fact, I think Thursday and Friday nights will be in the upper 30s. That's pretty chilly for this late in the season. Then a little warmer over the upcoming weekend as we get back into the 70s. From the National Tropical Weather Conference, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. The Z700 series is the star of Kubota's line of zero-turn mowers, and our special spring pricing makes it easier than ever to take one home today. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
4:15.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This eclipse is a once-in-a-lifetime celestial event, so that's why we're having a sale, sale, sale! Why stop at Eclipse Glasses? We've got Eclipse Hats, Eclipse Toothbrushes, Eclipse Adult Diapers, and even Eclipse Soups.
Do you have, ladles?
Oh, yeah. We've got the biggest selection of Eclipse ladles on the market. Everything Eclipse at Eclipse Everything.
Do you have very
salami.
We have 42 kinds of lean eclipse salami. And if you put it on top of some eclipse bologna, you've got a lunch meat eclipse.
I can't get enough of this eclipse.
So come to Eclipse Everything today. You'll be blinded by the savings.
See, that's America taking a totally natural event and exploiting the bejeebers out of it in the name of capitalism, which I'm all for. Speaking of which, we have Mr. Right on the Money, Brent McDonald from Invista Advisors. How you feeling, my friend?
Well, Greg, I'm feeling a little bit better, actually.
Glad to hear that.
A lot better, especially compared to how I was on Monday and yesterday. It was not a lot of fun, I can assure you. But hey, I appreciate you letting me call in at an early time today, and it's good to be back with you and back on the air. A whole lot has happened over the last few trading days, so we got a lot of catching up to do real quick.
Okay, let's get to it then.
Yeah, man, so first of all, we've had some data come in from JOLTS on job openings, which was pretty bad. You look at the number of job openings that are being offered by the private sector, and it's very muted. As a matter of fact, it's now down to levels that we saw in the middle of the pandemic, which is really, really surprising. Yeah, exactly. It's very surprising because you look at what came out when in terms of some of the latest jobs numbers, and it showed that obviously, government is the biggest employer and is picking up more jobs than anything else. But it also had a little bit of information in a separate labor report where we saw that private sector payrolls were up pretty significantly. Something's weird going on. A lot of this data does not G-haul at all. In fact, if you triangulate multiple pieces of data, it really is a head scratcher, and not just for me, but a lot of people out there. And it's really become sort of the big topic of the week as we continue to move through getting this data. Just the real sort of aberration, the way it's dancing around, it just doesn't make sense. Nothing makes sense. Matter of fact, I'll give you probably the biggest thing I wanted to share with you today. You know, we own gold and we own silver stocks in our portfolio, and both of those have been on an incredible tear, particularly gold, breaking out to all-time new highs again. It is just scorching higher. It's like gold, the gold market knows something that no one else on the planet does. And the reason I say that is because it's not supposed to be going up when you have inflation that's beginning to sort of is showing a little bit of evidence of a resurgence. At the same time, you see U.S. bond yields going higher. You've got all of this rhetoric coming out of Washington and various economists who are saying the economy is still growing, it's doing quite well. This just makes no sense. When you see the dollar still holding in there, when you see yields higher, when you see all this, gold should be going down. It's not. It's going through the roof. It acts like there's no end in sight as to where it wants to go. And to me, there are only two places that you can point to as to why this is happening, because it's extremely rare. I have to tell you, this is very, very rare. We are in uncharted territory with this. And that is, one, the concern over a further escalation in the Middle East could potentially be driving this. I don't discount that at all. The attack on an Iranian embassy in Syria to assassinate that general by the Israelis, I mean, certainly that could do it. But then also, the second thing is, I think there's a lot of concern that's building in the international community over just how fast this government is taking on new debt and the budget deficits that we're running. It's like everyone's starting to really realize all of the shenanigans that I've been preaching about on this show every day I come on. I talk to you about the crazy, wonky stuff that Yellen's up to and so on and so forth. And I think that, you know, it's like I always say, the truth comes out somewhere, and I think it's beginning to show itself in what's happening with gold. There's a lot of concern building around the world in terms of what is happening in this country with our fiscal profile and the level of debt that we're taking on. And to make matters worse, I've preached on this show as well over the last many months that one of the big things that would keep us up at night was what would happen if Japan abandoned yield curve control after 15 years. And that has happened now. That has happened, just happened in the last week or so. And there are a lot of people that believe that the large hedges that were put on around the world, this huge carry trade that I've been talking about, is starting to unwind. And that's why bond yields are beginning to move higher. And there's a fear, I think, building that the U.S. Treasury Department's beginning to lose control of the bond market. And so is Fed Chairman Jay Powell.
What a surprise.
Now, we're still early in this. We're still early in this, but this is a very, I'm telling you, this is not usual. This is not normal at all.
Well, Brad, that's one reason why we listen to you, because when you say it's still early, that means you're ahead of it. You're ahead of the train coming down the tracks. I just looked at my numbers, and thank you. That's all I'm going to say. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate that. This is one of the reasons we've had gold in the portfolio for so long. And by the way, people don't realize, but gold has outperformed the S&P 500. Even though people look at the market, but gold, I think we got into it maybe around 1,500 or so. It's close to 2,300 right now.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, looking like it wants to go much, much higher. I think silver is on the verge of a massive breakout itself. Even though, you know, it's up probably 35% or 40%,
Brad,
in the last 3 months.
We're almost out of time, but I've got one question I need to ask, because I'm seeing headlines about Tesla. Could it go bust? I understand he failed to hit sales estimates by 70,000 vehicles, and some people are now eschewing Elon because of his politics, or he said something mean on Twitter, or whatever garbage they're coming up with. What are you hearing about Tesla?
It has nothing to do with Elon Musk. In fact, people who buy Teslas and all that, people love Elon. But here's the bottom line. EV sales in general, if you look at EV sales across the board, they're not good. They're not good at all.
No.
It takes too long to charge these vehicles. The prices on these vehicles are too much, including Teslas. And people just can't afford to buy them. I think that it was a novelty. A lot of people got excited about it. Oh, let's go out and try something new. They've done that. They've not had a really great experience. I mean, the Tesla as an automobile, from what I've heard, I've never driven one, is a really fine piece of machinery. It's just that, again, you've got to charge the thing. You know, there are times when you can't charge it. It's not quite as what we're all used to, I should say, with the old-fashioned automobile and a combustible engine.
Well, Brent, we appreciate your extra insight. Certainly a situation worth watching. And thank you for taking the time to join us. And go team today, my friend.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate it, buddy. And we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Y'all have a great evening.
All right, we'll see you then.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice is offered through Invista Advisors, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
425, next segment of the show brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. Let's see who might need them at the moment. Skipper, what's happening on the roads?
Well, we had a pedestrian struck by a vehicle, 500 Federal Drive. That's going to be just off Atlanta Highway before Pelzer. Please use caution there. Everywhere else around Montgomery right now, light to moderate traffic. We're a little bit busy around the boulevards now. I-65 and 85 have been very busy all day today. And we've got a good bit of traffic going on in Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, but no accidents reported in those cities. Buckle up and drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Festival Plaza has it all. Enjoy a movie at AMC Festival Plaza Theater. then eat at the Bubbly Hen. All this and more at Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, a Collier's Managed Development. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
At 425, you know, he's becoming like Batman. It seems like we have to break the glass and call the bat phone, that Batman being David Blackman, our blogger buddy from Texas. How are you this afternoon, David?
Oh, I'm just happy as a clam, man.
I read your blog, the entire blog on the EV mandate for long-haul truckers.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, but
it's just maddening. It's just the most imbecilic thing ever until the next one, right?
Well, yeah, just when you think just when you think they have outdumbed themselves, guess what? They come along and trump their latest stupidity.
For shizzle.
Like the man would say himself. We were going to have our 4 to 5 second cup of idiocracy tomorrow, but I wanted to get your take on something we heard today. Is it true that Biden is not going to restock our strategic oil preserve? What's going on with that?
So what happened today? So let me just back up for a second. I want to remind everyone that in the lead up to the 2022 midterm elections, Joe Biden, for purely political reasons to impact that election,
yep,
drained 250 million barrels of oil out of our strategic petroleum reserve and put our country in a far less energy secure situation than we have been by doing that. Okay. So what they did today is cancel a planned repurchase to refill of 3 million barrels of oil. Okay, 3 million as compared to the 250 million they drained, right? And they've had a prime opportunity from last October through the end of February to do a lot of refilling contracts with the SPR at low prices. The oil price was between $70 and $75 during that period of time, and they could have really made a big push. Instead, what did they do? They only repurchased about 22 million barrels of oil, less than 10% of what they drank, okay? So now oil prices have gone up. They're back up over $85 today for the West Texas Intermediate Index price here in the United States. And yeah, it would be irresponsible, fiscally irresponsible, to be buying oil at these prices to refill the SPR. But the other thing I want to remind everybody of, that this question of refilling the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which is a national security insurance policy,
right,
is literally the only place where this administration exercises any fiscal responsibility whatsoever, okay? If they were as responsible on all the other spending they do, the $7.3 trillion budget Biden proposed would have been about $6 trillion, okay? And the deficit would have been cut in half. But this is literally the only thing they do where they actually worry about overspending. So it's just maddening to me.
It has to be. And then your blog today about look, it's true, right, that EVs way more than the gasoline-powered vehicles, right?
Yeah.
So they take a higher toll. I can't imagine what a long-haul truck is going to weigh if a car or a pickup is that much heavier than your average combustion vehicle.
15 to 20,000 pounds more.
Wow.
I can't wait to see how the truckers react to this when they're, hey, you got to take this load of stuff and you got to drive it 3,000 miles, but you're going to have to stop every 100 miles and recharge that beast you're driving.
Yeah.
Lunacy.
And your payload that you can carry is 25% less in the electric 18-wheeler than in the diesel power. 25% reduction in payload because the batteries are so enormous and heavy.
So let me guess that the cargo ferry is going to come down with pixie dust and make sure that the cost of these monsters, the cost of charging these monsters, the extra time it takes to transport all of these goods, all of that is going to be passed on to anybody but the consumer. You're going to tell me that, right?
Even me, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Going to be passed on to us, folks. And nobody mass produces these trucks right now in America or anywhere else on earth, on the face of the earth. No company mass produces these trucks, and yet the EPA is mandating that 60% of them, I'm sorry, 25% of the 18-wheelers, which is millions of trucks,
yeah,
are going to be electric in just 8 years, okay? This is simply impossible. It can't happen. Not only won't happen, it cannot happen.
But David, you are going to tell me...
We're making it policy.
You are going to tell me that our electric grid is capable of supporting all of that extra charging, right? You're going to tell me that we're set for that. We're good to go.
You know, you're really getting me started here.
I have become an Ocean provocateurum. I'm sorry.
So Elon Musk, and people want to ignore this, but he, in a moment of absolute candor at a conference in 2022, September, just a year and a half ago, said that just for recharging passenger electric vehicles, we're going to need to double the generation capacity on the entire grid, okay? You're talking about a $40 trillion investment just to do that. Now we've had the advent of AI technology, which is an even bigger electricity hog than electric vehicle charging is.
I didn't know that.
And now, on top of all that, they want to put millions of electric heavy trucks on the road. Well, I mean, we're going to have to quadruple generation capacity on our grid. That can't happen.
No.
That's impossible. Look, I'm the biggest believer in the world in the ability of mankind to solve problems with technology. Okay?
Sure.
I've seen it every day in my career in the oil and gas business. I saw it happen. And it's the most technology-heavy business on the planet. I'm just a huge believer in that. But there's the resource limitations. Just think, just with copper alone, the copper needs alone that have to go into every electrical wire that we use on the grid and all sorts of pieces of other equipment that are used in the transmission and generation section. There's you would have to be building open pit strip mines, mountaintop strip mines for copper all over this country. We haven't built a new copper mine in this country in 30 or 40 years.
Yeah.
And it takes 20 years to get one open. And it's just the biggest sham I've ever seen in my life.
Sounds like we won't have much to talk about tomorrow when we revisit the Idiocracy.
I'm sure something will happen overnight.
How about
I'm not going to sleep tonight after this conversation. I won't get any sleep at all now, Greg.
How about a good word? How about a good word for Pete Buttigieg plug?
You stupid, ignorant son of a dumb bastard!
Isn't he out there today shaming Americans for not buying electric vehicles?
Yeah, he's such a dope.
Every time he climbs off his porch swing and makes a statement, it just gets worse.
Yeah, look, the analogy was when he hears people talking about this, it reminds him of when everyone thought they could keep their landline telephone forever.
Oh.
Well, guess what? You could have a landline telephone now.
Yeah, I have one.
I mean, right, exactly.
I do too.
This guy is such an idiot. He doesn't think anybody has a landline. No. That's how out of touch he is.
I have it. It's for emergency use only. I don't keep a phone plugged into it. But if the cell towers go down, that may be my last option.
Yeah. But it's not an apt comparison at all. It's ridiculous. It's stupid. And it's just typical, the standard gaslighting that this administration does every day.
Every day.
Every day.
That's the interesting thing, David. Energy has gotten so much more expensive. They can't blow it quickly enough. But the cost of gaslighting has remained very cheap.
Yes, it's very cheap.
Because they do that.
It's cheaper all the time.
Yeah, and they use it like crazy. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us. And we will visit with you tomorrow between 4 and 5 for a second cup of Idiocracy.
All right, I'm going to go take a tranquilizer now.
Oh, I'm going to send you a PDF, too. I'd like you to see my latest column, Influenza.
Oh, great. Good deal.
All right, my friend. Thank you. Hello, Sam.
Greg, you know, I'm listening to this, and it's dang good information, but when I hear about the ports and the trucks, a couple years ago, you may have heard there was a lot of racket. EPA was really cracking down on the trucking industries that work the ports. And I hate to be, I look at it as an attack on, occasionally there's an attack on our ports and the workers say, oh, they're overpaid and all that. But the trucking, the trucks have been under attack for a while, and it's making it more and more. Do you remember there was a talk about building a highway down to Mexico so that, because it was so much cheaper for the ships to dock and unload in Mexico and just the illegal Mexican drivers, that's it, the illegal trucks, which we already have a problem with this, that would only lead to more. But I believe you see where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
It would be so much cheaper to do an outlaw and the roads would be overfilled. That's what I got, brother.
And I appreciate it. In fact,
yeah, man, it stinks to heaven. All right.
Thanks. And I just got a Facebook message, and I saw the word truck in it. I want to check it out now. From Brian. Says, I drive a truck. There's no way in hell I'm giving up my diesel for an electric. Well, you guys really need to get on the same page with that. Because if you're all on the same page, they've got no chance to impose this ridiculous, nation-destroying mandate. They can't get people to buy the EVs we have now. What Buttigieg, who's so clueless, so disconnected from reality, because he's busy being elf on a shelf between November and December every year. What he doesn't seem to understand is that there might be more of a market if they weren't so freaking expensive. You idiot, you. You pointed-nosed little twerp. All right, I've had enough fun. It's 4:37. We're going to check into the traffic dungeon in a moment and find out who might need the services of Montgomery Paint and Body, where they fix cars good as new, maybe better. There were shenanigans in that business. In fact, Donnie Turner was an employee before he owned his own shop. And the reason he founded MPB is the people he worked for asked him to do things that were dishonest. Well, the customer's not going to know, but Donnie said, I'll know. I don't roll that way. And thus, Montgomery Paint and Body, where not only do they play it straight, and your insurance adjuster knows that. If you have to call them because your car was damaged in an accident, they know who Montgomery Paint and Body is. Their reputation is gold. They know that you're going to get, pardon the pun, more bang for your buck and an outcome with a car that looks good as new, maybe better, where everything gets fixed because they know no other way. And that benefits you, the consumer, because Alabama law allows you to choose who's going to fix your car. That also, that law put an end to some of the other stuff, for lack of a better word. They're on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number's 27 Rec with a W for Montgomery Paint and Body. All right, Skipper, how are things going?
Well, most of our earlier accidents are out of the way, but we are really beginning to get busy all over the area. I-65 and 85 pretty much loaded up, as well as the boulevards right now. And we've got a lot of traffic on 231 to Wetumpka. Troy Highway's a bit active this afternoon. No major problems anywhere. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. At McKenna Toyota, financing's as low as 2.9%. The inventory's rising on Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners, and more. It's worth the drive. McKenna Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. Little Jay, Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
1819 News.
The Alabama House has passed a bill that revamps the ethics laws here in Alabama, which are applied to public officials. The bill enhances criminal penalties in some cases while removing the criminal code applied in other cases and changing it to a civil code. It also redefines the terms surrounding bribery and using public office for financial gain. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall has expressed disapproval for most parts of this new legislation. So has the director of the Alabama Ethics Commission, Tom Albritton. The bill is being sponsored by State Representative Matt Simpson. Simpson says he still has the highest respect for Marshall and his office and that they just disagree on the bill's efficacy. Simpson says he believes this bill strengthens the state laws and makes prosecutions stronger of those who use their office for personal gain. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Some of the greatest blessings is just having people that care about you, to have someone that's just going to love you and make you feel important. They encourage you to be in church. They encourage you to be in prayer. They encourage you to be in your Bible. Now it's a part of my day every day. My house parents planted seeds in me that you can see where those seeds have sprouted in my life and helped change my life.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A judge has denied bond for a man accused of killing his wife this past March. William Chapin was in court on Tuesday of this week for a bond hearing. A deputy testified in that hearing that Deborah Chapin was planning on leaving her husband. After that, the woman was found shot to death. Chapin claimed that someone broke into their house that night and shot his wife. However, testing connected Chapin to that gunfire. Storm damage from last night is being reported out of Chilton County, with the areas of Ridersville, Plantersville, and Parnell having building damage done by high winds. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Have you been injured in a car wreck? Don't let the insurance companies bully you. Call me, Johnny Adams.
Call Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Presentation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Honey, did you call an electrician to put in that new bathroom outlet?
No, I thought I'd just get Cousin Ray.
Yeah, but he's not a real electrician.
Oh, Ray's handy. He can do anything.
Being handy and being an electrician are two different things. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. Each year there are thousands of home fires caused by faulty wiring. You need an expert. To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, you have to undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training. When you need electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric.
So, how about that nice outlet that Ray installed in the bathroom?
Do you think it's safe?
It's fine. See, when I plug in my electric razor, it...
Now the lights are out. I am not sleeping a wink until you get Crosby Electric out here.
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
AC by Luke Choir is celebrating 40 years in business with their Spring into Comfort sale. Visit acbylukechoir.com to save up to $1,800 on a new carrier system or get special financing for up to 60 months. Turn to the experts at AC by Luke Choir, celebrating 40 years of being the River Region's company of choice. That's AC by Luke Choir.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
License 84417.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a series of cool days and cold nights ahead of us. Tonight, clear skies, chilly. Overnight, low temperature down to about 43. I think we'll only be in the upper 60s for a high again tomorrow and Friday with lots of sunshine. In fact, I think Thursday and Friday nights will be in the upper 30s. That's pretty chilly for this late in the season. Then a little warmer over the upcoming weekend as we get back into the 70s. From the National Tropical Weather Conference, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations since we began in 1906. At CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A 6-mile walk to
every move this administration makes ends up picking your pocket, including their latest thing on energy, as David Blackman pointed out. And gas prices going up in the spring anyway because they have to switch blends, and that costs money. And Pete Buttigieg, let me ask this question.
What is wrong with you?
In a much more masculine voice, what is wrong with you? Are you, you have like wet brain or some condition that we're not aware of? Getting, I mean, he's chastising everyday Americans who are, as of now, struggling to pay bills and stay afloat, that we're not buying EVs. It's beyond shameless.
Yeah.
It's, what is Buttigieg's middle name again?
Rectum.
Yeah. He's there. He is absolutely there. We have a phone call from Herman. Herman, good afternoon. What can we do for you?
Good afternoon, Greg. I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome.
And I've been listening to you for several years. Just had never called, but I'll listen to you. It's been an interesting subject to me, what you've been discussing so far. First of all, I'm an over-the-road truck driver.
Yes.
I've been driving over 52 years, and I've driven over 7 million miles.
Wow.
Chargeable, accident-free.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Good work.
But anyway, this junk about electric cars and trucks and all, that's just like the guy you had on earlier. That's just a bunch of bull, you know? That's no possible way it could work. But it is another thing I want to ask you about, too. I've been hearing all these commercials for several years about buying gold. All right? I want to know what's the big deal about buying gold. I want to ask you a question. Well, if you buy gold, you buy it with dollars, right?
Yeah.
All right. You sell gold, you sell it for dollars, right?
Yeah.
But what, you buy gold, it may go up over a period of time, which it has the last several years. But, I mean, what's the difference in that and any other kind of investment, like buying property and all? You can't spend gold. You got to get it in dollars. If you sell it, to spend it, and your dollars are still going down, the value of them. So, I mean, I just don't understand what's the big deal about gold and silver.
Well, since I'm in that, here's the thing. The market has its ups and downs.
Yeah, I know that, yeah. I've been in it.
When things get rough, so to speak, like...
Just the gonna hit the fan,
which it will eventually. Gold is your rock. It is the fallback option because it's always going to have value. For example, when the fake COVID pandemic hit us and we were shutting down businesses and the economy, the Dow, the markets were falling in huge chunks every day, gold was still there. It's worth more today than it was then. And I believe in the value of gold more than I believe in the value of half the stocks on the market. The numbers look great, but it's being driven by a very small handful of companies. A lot of people don't know that because the left trying to sell this administration's economy doesn't want you to know that. There's the market has doubled almost over the last couple of years. But who's profiting? Who is really benefiting from this? So as a precious metal, gold, and I have very fundamental knowledge about it. I'm not an expert. Brant McDonald is the guy you should really talk to if you have more questions about gold.
But I was just wondering, you know, I mean, if you buy gold, you got to buy it with dollars, you sell it, but I mean, then your dollars...
But you can always, you can turn it into cash. You call your broker and say, I'd like to sell.
I know, that's what I'm talking about, though, but your dollar's going to continue losing value, so then you wouldn't be able to buy more gold, as much gold as you would before, you know, because the value of your dollar is still going down. But, I mean, gold, I mean, you can't spend it.
Rosie's making a note right now for me to ask Brant McDonald some of these questions and get an educated opinion on them. Tomorrow, 5:15, yeah. We'll do that right here on News Talk 93.1 FM. And thank you, Herman, for the call at 4:50. We did something interesting this morning and used Facebook. 10 things that are overpriced but really are still worth it. We'll get to that list in a minute. And Miss Murray, our movie maven, is going to join us for the final hour of the show as well.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott. Stocks closed mixed as Wall Street steadied itself following its worst day in weeks. The S&P rose 0.1%, clawing back a bit of its loss from the prior day. Treasury yields eased after reports said growth for U.S. services businesses cooled last month. That could keep the Federal Reserve on track to cut interest rates several times this year. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said again that the Fed will cut after getting more confirmation that inflation is heading down. The Dow was down 43 points to finish at 39,127. The Nasdaq gained 37 points, closing at 16,277. And the S&P 500 up 5 points today, finishing at 5,211. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Is a senior citizen whose liver has spent 5 decades pickling. They get up and mix OJ with a little gin, then take a mid-morning nap. A retired drunk on Social Security stumbles around seeing things all blurrily, and not just because of their cataract surgery. They are just totally smashed. Retired drunk. When they wake up, they start to party.
Four news that came out yesterday that retirees are now drinking on the heavy side. I don't know what's going on, what's inspiring that, but it's true. And you may get that advice from an older and wiser person.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
All right, Miss Mary, our movie Maven is here, and we're going to, we've got some fun stuff lined up over the final hour of the show that we can talk about because I've had it with news. I'm not going to drink, but I'm retiring from news for today. And I've had this idea about the wheel of news, where we spin the wheel and we go wherever it takes us. Plus, we're going to celebrate National Poetry Day. And it's
Poetry Month.
Oh, that's right. It's a whole month. Okay. Sorry about that. I was getting that mixed up with Transgender Visibility Day. See, that was on my mind, and that's where...
Confused.
Yeah. I'm looking for the right sound effect, though, for this feature. That's the Wheel of Fortune crowd with a Homer Simpson burp at the end. Right. We have that option. Wheel of Musical Impressions. What is this? It's a stupid Jimmy Fallon bit. Pat Sajak, Ferris wheel squeaks like it's about to collapse. That sounds like fun. I just need the sound effect. I need the wheel. There's the, speaking of wheels, there's the nose wheel coming off the Delta plane. That was a couple of weeks ago. We got the Wheel of Fortune theme. Well, I'll have to look a little harder during the news.
Yeah,
at the top
that
of the
nose wheel's not the effect you want.
I don't know if you had a chance. Today we talked about it on the air this morning, and it was a thread off Reddit. Things that are overpriced but still totally worth it. Does anything fit that description for you? Because some of the answers are interesting. Somebody mentioned gasoline, for example.
Can you expand the list?
Why, certainly. That's the original list of 10, and we asked people to come up with some of their own ideas. Like Steve says, a really good steak. It's always worth the extra money you pay.
Well, dental care stands out to me as I'm due for a root canal, which is terrifying, and it's not going to be cheap.
I've had a lot of experience with those, and just be glad you're not getting four done at one time like I did.
A good winter coat is great if you live in a cold climate.
Yeah.
Air conditioning is essential in the South.
Yeah, gotta have it.
Yeah. Quality mattress. I bought a new mattress last year, and it was the best investment that I've made yet.
You know, that's something I need to think about because I don't even know what kind of mattress I have. And the guy I bought it from is dead, so I can't call up and ask for advice. And I don't even, I think I've had it longer than 10 years, so... Aren't you supposed to replace those every so often or rotate them or do something, flip them upside down?
Yeah, definitely.
All those.
Rotate and flip.
I know there's one side that my body starts to avalanche off the side of the bed
right.
If I get too close to it, and that could end up with serious injuries. Experiences, yeah, there's that makes sense.
That's kind of how I save my money up and go do something huge, like go to Europe or whatever. Like, that's kind of how I spend my money.
Everybody's got their own thing of what's overpriced but still worth it. Wireless noise-canceling headphones, quality pots and pans. We talked about that this morning because on TV they advertise these amazing pots and pans that have this surface that's indestructible.
And you scrape it one time with a metal spatula.
They don't show you that, but that's been my experience. But on TV, they show somebody running a grain harvester over the pot, and then, look, it still works.
Yeah.
And they do practical things like melt a whole bowl of Werther's butterscotch in it and say, see, we melted
super
all this.
Practical.
And it just slips right out. But, yeah, a really good, reliable pan. Now, I've gotten pretty good mileage out of it. Rich Thomas buys the skillet every 3 years for the News Talk breakfast special. I make it. This one still has held up pretty well. In fact, almost but not quite, was going to make grilled peanut butter and jelly with bacon sandwiches yesterday.
Whoa.
But there was a lot going on this morning. We had the weather situation to deal with, so couldn't do it this morning. But I might do it tomorrow.
That actually sounds delicious.
Well, I did it a long time ago.
You could put a slice of cheese in there, even.
You're right. I could do that. Grilled peanut butter and jelly with a slice. What kind? Cheddar, right? Or not
Velveeta? Something mild.
Something mild?
Yeah.
Okay, mild cheddar. All right, and a strip of bacon, at least one in each corner of the sandwich.
Yeah, you got sweet and savory.
That sounds great, actually.
Somebody was kind enough to say, by the way, I think your key lime pies are overpriced, but I love them and they're worth it. I wasn't quite